The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Scribes who had come from Jerusalem said to Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. More than 40 years ago, there was a doctor in the Big Apple in New York City, who had carried out close to 80,000 abortions. Not to say that he did them by himself, but was responsible for 80,000 abortions, one man. And his nickname was, he was known as the King of Abortion. Yesterday, if you went to Mass, I hope you did, the first reading was the book of Jonah, which is a book of conversion. Something happened in the life of this man that radically transformed him. And it was this. One occasion he was there in the hospital and he looked at an ultrasound. Now back in the mid-70s, the ultrasound was already invented, but is much more primitive than the digital, the color ultrasounds that we have today. And as he looked and he saw the baby within the womb, in the ultrasound, moving his arms, yawning. Hopefully you're not doing that now during my homily. Scratching his nose, sucking his thumb. The grace of God arrived. He said, "I can't do it anymore. This is a human being. This is a child. This is part of the human race." So he decided that moment on, he was never going to do another abortion in his whole life. On the contrary, he would do all within his power to support what is called the pro-life movement. So really, it was really a Saul of Tarsus experience. It was an Ignatian Pamplona experience. It was an Augustine take and read in the garden experience. It was a Cardinal Newman lead gently into the light experience. It was a radical conversion. Radical conversion. So what he did was this. Highly intellectual man with a very keen intellect, he made what was the most famous film 40 plus years ago against abortion. And the name of the film, you can still get it. The name of the film is The Silent Scream. Maybe you've heard of it. The Silent Scream. Now, why is it called The Silent Scream? I think it's obvious. We've got some nurses here, or retired nurses. Because when the baby is being aborted, and there are many different methods, right? There's the suction method. There's the saline solution that they used to do in the past. Sad to say, there's still partial birth abortion, thanks to Clinton, right? But when the baby is being yanked, forced out of the womb of the mother, the baby's mouth opens up and the baby's screaming out. But that voice cannot be heard. That's why it's the silent scream. The silent scream. Now, how many lives of innocent babies have been saved because of that? Only God knows. But this doctor felt it was incumbent upon himself to try to repair for the damage that he had done. Because he was considered the leading pro-abortion doctor probably in the world. But something beautiful happened. He was born a Jew, not a very strong Jew, but born into a Jewish family. And he met up with, I believe, one of the best cardinal archbishops we've had in our country. His name was Cardinal John O'Connor. Maybe you've heard of him. And Cardinal John O'Connor baptized him in St. Patrick's Cathedral. He was baptized. He made his first communion. Was confirmed all at once. There he was, transformed into Catholic in the most famous cathedral in the United States, St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. And about 2 years ago, he died in his mid-80s. I think some of you have heard of him. His name is Bernard Nathanson. You ever hear of him? Bernard Nathanson is his name. Beautiful story. Some of you are saying, well, why are you telling us this story today? Because today is the 45th anniversary of the saddest day in the history of the United States. I was a junior in high school when this decision was made. It's called Roe versus Wade. It's the saddest day in the history of our country, in which, what did our founding fathers say? Maybe you're studying political science, the Constitution. What do we say? Every individual is endowed with inalienable rights. Of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those are our founding fathers, George Washington, John Adams, Madison, the founders of our country. Not that they were practicing Catholics, they weren't. Were they Christians? Maybe not even that. But they had a good handle on what is called natural law. These are very intelligent men. And they sustained natural law. What is natural law? Natural law comes from the Creator, that all of us have these natural, inalienable rights. And the first is to live. is to live. So I'm going to ask you to offer your communion today in reparation for the, are you ready? 60 million abortions. These are surgical. Now chemical, who knows? Maybe 500 million more, maybe half a billion more. We can't really tell. But this, the chemical, hormonal, the after morning pill as well as hormonal contraception, the number skyrockets, skyrockets. So tonight we're going to have a special mass and a holy hour in reparation for that. We're going to have three priests come celebrating at 6:15. We invite you to maybe come for a second mass and to make a holy hour in reparation. Now, I'm not a political science major, but I've got a little bit of common sense. We have to pray that there will be an amendment. What happens if we're going to be losing Ginsburg and some of the liberal, you've heard of these people, on the Supreme Court, justice? We lose these liberal Supreme Court justices that are pro-abortion. And if we get a couple more, justice of the peace, judges in the Supreme Court, we can get an amendment. Do you believe it? And I don't think we're too far away from it. We can get an amendment. I think that's one of my prayers today, that maybe within the next 3 years, maybe within the next 10 years, we will have an amendment in which the United States of America, that was founded on principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, will go back to the original foundation of this country. That we'll be a brilliant beacon on the hill for the rest of the world to look at as a model nation. So hopefully that's going to be your prayer today with mine. That all of us will do all we possibly can to eliminate abortion, because indeed we are people of life. Amen.